Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
of of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. I got news for you, of glory to God, on this sensational supernatural Sunday, that this place is placed in the whole wide world. The will of God.
Amen.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and his hands and feet is the church.
Hallelujah.
And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
They was leaving, and they put the finger up in the air and start tipping. And some folks, you knew they were saved because you're in the movie, looking at the movie, and somebody had to go get some more popcorn, and they had to bring up the air, I guess, yeah. I'm getting ready to put my finger up in the air and tip out. Oh, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, Pastor Peter.
Thank
you, Pastor. Now, some of y'all, new folk in here, y'all can talk too. Hallelujah. God knows we respect your person. It may be your first time or your tenth time. And bless you. You had somebody come from another church, and they did the Potter's House Challenge.
Yes, they did.
And what was it, $100 in the envelope?
Oh.
Yeah, it was $100 in the envelope, I think. See, there's an envelope on that wall. Y'all see that? There's an envelope on that wall. Guess how much money's in that envelope? $200. Now, what do you have to do in order to get that? All I have to do is a statement of faith. Now, if anybody wants a statement of faith, you can get one. It can be seen. But we don't play games. We want you to learn the Word of God, because the Word of God is electrifying.
Mm-hmm.
What a so cool thing. People, what is it? Hebrews, is that 14 and 12 or 12, 14? Because the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to pierce under the soul and the spirit. Well, anyway,
amen.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
You're going to clean out my pocket, Pastor Peter.
It's all right,
Dave. You know what? I want to thank, I need to thank all of you, those in Radio Land. They have subscribed to our challenge to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And you can sum all of that up with, I love you with the love of the Lord. And you know what? We're going to do that right now in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to play the song, and I want you to get out of your seats and go around and at the very least give somebody a high five or a fist bump and tell them you love them with the love of the Lord.
Amen.
Is that all right, y'all?
Amen.
I love you with the love of the Lord. I can love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Sunday of the month.
Hallelujah. It's the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, hallelujah, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah.
Amen,
our young people
amen.
Are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Good children in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Round them up. Bring them out.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Grandchildren, God children. Hallelujah. If you don't know friend, can I just have them for a few, just for a couple hours? Hallelujah. You taught the word of God. Hallelujah. I guarantee the applications of the word of God that they will learn.
Yes,
they will be able to take them through life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And on that fourth Sunday, they'll be able to share with the congregation what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. That's also the Sunday that we have a guest speaker to come in. Hallelujah. Guest speaker for the month of February is Evangelist Julie Warren. Hallelujah. 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 Come out and hear what just said the Lord from this mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. Sharing the word of God with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Hallelujah. This young lady is full of the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time, what a time, what a time. After that spiritual meal, we're going to have a natural meal. Hallelujah. The table will be spread. Hallelujah. The feast of the Lord will be continuing. Hallelujah. Come out, hallelujah. Sit down. They have free fellowship meal. Hallelujah. Good thanks
of
God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices. We thank God for the done. Hallelujah. We'll let you know, hallelujah, when the marching date is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get your shouting shoes ready. Hallelujah for what God has done. Hallelujah. We thank God for our shower stations in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City. Thank God for being able to bless our homes and our friends on a much larger scale, being able to feed them and clothe them and get them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done. Hallelujah to the ministry. Thank God for everyone that's used our cash app, which is $TPH2023. Everyone that's used our GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and everyone that has sent a seed through the post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. We thank God for using you to bless the house of God. Hallelujah. May God return 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold returning blessings unto you. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for all that he's done, and he's doing, and he's going to do.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah.
May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
To the housekeeping suggestion.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
On this supernatural, sensational Sunday afternoon. To them that believe and are willing to receive.
Thank you, sir.
Now, the two things I want to do before I introduce the next place.
Thank you,
On last Sunday, we were remiss in awarding our gift to the person that had the longest list of invited guests, because last Sunday was first Sunday. Now, who had a list that was over two people? Anybody's hands up? Okay.
Put your hands back up.
Put your hands back up. Tell me how many was on your list.
Five.
How many is on the other list?
Three.
What's
that? Three.
Three. Okay, the one that had the five, come forward. That's up for you.
Praise
God. God bless you. Praise God.
You. Praise
God. Thank you. You're welcome.
You
don't want to forget that. Do
amen.
We love it. You know, I found out, this is just for pre-kids for information. I found out that pastors beget pastors, but Christian partners beget Christian partners. People call them members, but we call them Christian partners. Because sometimes we transcend what the world says. And we just stay in the Word of God. We're partners in Christ. Co-workers. is the kingdom of God. So I just found that out. So thank you so much, Pastor Cynthia. And who's the other person that had great persecution? You know what? You know what the grace of God is? You know, the grace of God. Oh, is that what that is? Elder Keith? Pastor Peter said you don't have to give her nothing. Sister Velma, you do that. Look here. I want to thank all of you before I introduce this next person.
Oh,
I want to thank all of you for what you showed up last night.
Amen.
I think we had 10 kingdom partners last night. Okay. We showed up and showed off. And it was a wonderful event. And my bonus daughter showed up and showed off too. And the Holy Ghost came through the place. Hallelujah. So we thank God for her. Hallelujah. Thank you. So we just thank God for all of the folks. I thought Nancy Wilson was in there. Yeah, somebody, a bunch of other folks that were singing and everything. It was just wonderful.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for that. So I thank God for you again joining us for that. And I want to share with you too that this is an advanced announcement that March 31st is the fifth Sunday. And fifth Sundays we don't have service here.
Mm-hmm.
But you are released to go to another church on that day or whatever. Take your family with you. Now, we may be going over to Victoria's Life Ministries. That's where we were last night. Because March 31st is Easter, y'all.
Amen.
And the day before is our Super Saturday event.
Mm-hmm.
And so after every Super Saturday event, we don't have a live service. Because we put everything in it, you know. That's why when you hear about football games, you don't hear a team playing a football game on Saturday and then on Sunday, too. You know, they kind of have to have a little space. You understand what I'm saying? They've got to heal up from all the energy because we leave everything on the field.
Mm, yes.
We don't save anything.
Hallelujah.
We give it our all of what we do. So that's just an advance announcement.
Yeah.
I recommend if you're on that side of town, if you go there, you're in South Bone, where you go to Brother Lewis Church, 2121 Pratt Street. That's right. And Bishop Dwight's Church is actually on Grantley. The fellowship hall is actually on Viper Town Road, but the church is sort of downstairs around the corner, and we'll find out the actual address before that time. But I love to let people know things in advance. Is that all right?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Now the next person. That she will hear. She may sing a song and then speak. I don't know. How will the Lord lead her? Hallelujah. Go ahead, take class. Can't. But anyway, the next person, the voice you hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyer, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than. Okay. No, I was just ready to say somebody else today that wasn't here. Well, Pastor Petersburg.
Amen.
You know, I was just ready to say, but it's Pastor Peters. God bless you.
I was waiting to hear some music, really. Oh, you wanted to hear music?
Yeah,
well, you can see what you
don't
see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
From
the pastor's corner.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'll get it right now.
And you know what? A lot of times we end up in
sometimes we go back carrying stuff that we aren't even supposed to be carrying, having stuff even in our bodies. One of my sisters told me about the man that came into the church and, you know, stayed in there long enough to get to save young lady, and then she ends up with AIDS. And she ends up passing away, and he's still alive.
Mm.
And a lot of times it happens. Men know how to go into the church because when they're out in the world a long time, what they want a good church girl. Because they know she ain't never been to pass around past. She was never passed around like a joint. Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah. They know that she hasn't had a whole lot of partners. That's what they're believing, that she's a good church girl. I know I ain't got to worry about her. She's going to be a good wife. Because they know what they were doing out there in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't want that. They don't want to take the hope of their mama. Even they had a girlfriend every week, every month, whatever, when it's time for them to settle down, that is not what they want to take home tomorrow.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When there's when you're taking up a swimming class, your teacher, the swimming teacher is going to tell you how to breathe, how to swing your arms, how to do this, how to do that. You know, she's going to give you instructions. Hallelujah. And sometimes we just don't know what direction we're supposed to go when we're doing something. You know, and so therefore we need someone that's more averse, has more knowledge in that area than we do. And that's why we have to listen to them. And sometimes we just wonder, say, oh, God, Lord, and we want to see, because we're human, we want to see. We just want to see it all. But that's not faith. That's not faith. But God has a positioning system. Hallelujah. God has a way that's mighty sweet. Hallelujah. That's far beyond, hallelujah, what we can even fathom. Hallelujah. When we put things in the hands of the Lord, God is, he will, oh, my gosh, he will blow your mind. Every time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And when we get in the car to go anywhere, we have a destination in mind. So are we expecting to get to that destination? Sometimes the GPS, we wonder, like, where is the GPS taking me?
Yeah.
But then they take you round about the way. And we know, in your mind, you say, I know a shortcut. But GPS is taking you around. And sometimes the GPS can see where the accidents are.
Yeah.
Can see where the roadblocks are. God sees where the accidents, where the roadblocks, where the stumbling, what could be a stumbling block. And sometimes you wonder, like, Lord, when am I going to get to my destination?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was believing God for a husband, believing God to send me someone to help raise my children. Say, God, don't you see me down here by myself with these children? And one of the ministers said, Minister Rodney, he said, Sister Willie, he said, God is preparing you, and God is preparing him too. And I thank God for that. And my husband said, honey, we got married any sooner? He said, I would have left.
Wow.
He said, I would have left. You may not remember. Because we encountered some things. He said, I would have left. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think when you get married, everything is rosy. You know, everything. But life has situations that come your way. And if you aren't in the will of God, you can jump ship and rush. And, oh, Lord, I want it now. I want it now. I'm tired of going to be by myself. I'm tired of being lonely. I'm tired of Valentine's Day coming and nobody giving me a piece of candy with a heart on it. I'm tired of I'm tired of Easter coming. I don't even get an Easter egg. When it's that. And you think you put yourself in a position to get some Valentine's flowers and this and that. And then you can get married and you still don't get it.
That's
I'm serious. You think Maya a workaholic? And he said, they worked all day on Valentine's Day. You wonder, like, and then when the doctor come home, you think he got to go ahead some flowers. You wonder, like, doesn't know what the day was. And you can come home and have everything fixed up all night for him. And he bring home briefcase and load of work and folders and stuff. What was I waiting all day here for? And it's just like, you know, but that's the result of you doing things yourself. When you do things yourself, yeah. You will get a result that you didn't like, you wasn't counting for, you wasn't planning on, or anything. Yeah. But when you put things in the hands of the Lord, when you do things God's way, hallelujah, when you wait on the Lord, hallelujah, he will bless your heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will just go all over. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, he can answer things. Hallelujah. Because God is concerned about the things that concern you. Even when it comes to the area of Valentine's Day and just wanting that special one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To treat you special ways. God is able to do it. God will even remember the things that you mentioned years and years ago that you even forgot yourself. God won't forget them. He will not forget them. And then when you put it in the hands of the Lord to pick your mate, and after you're married, and then that mate presents certain things to you, and you say, oh, my gosh, this is just what I desire from the Lord. God knew it. God put it in the heart of your mate. You may have even forgotten it. God put it in the heart of your mate. But then that God let you know, see, this is a blessing. This is a blessing I'm giving you for allowing me to do what I'm supposed to do, for allowing me as your daddy to pick your partner, or allowing me, this is my gift to you, daughter, for not jumping out of the will of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God doesn't forget anything, y'all.
No, he doesn't
forget anything. He just goes beyond. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
The chastisement of our peace is upon us.
and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves,
amen,
life to ourselves.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word of today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, O Lord, it's your word. Hallelujah. So, Father, that's Psalms 138:2 says so. So, hallelujah, glory to God. On the same night to which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread.
Yeah.
Now, before we do this, I'm not sure if I did it or not. If I did it already, that's all right. You're going to do it again. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the elements. We ask, Lord, that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. On the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declare, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18-19. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. Tumors dissolving. Cancers disappearing. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Glory to God. New knees, new kidneys. New feet, new toes. Glory to God. New livers, new spleen. Gallbladder, hallelujah. New heart, new lungs.
Thank you, Jesus.
You hear silence. Go ahead, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for blood-born pathogenic diseases disappeared. We thank you, Lord, for healing every attack of the enemy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing us, deliverance. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You're the God that takes sickness in the midst of your people. We thank you today, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory of us, God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your name today, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalm 100 says, "We are your children. We are your children, Lord, and the sheep of your pasture." And you said, "Healing is the bread of your children." I'm your child, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say, "I'm your child, Lord." Thank you for my healing right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. It's my new inheritance. It's my new gift I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:46. God, you said, "If we, you have remembered that we may plead together and be justified, and we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ." So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you say. God, you say. God, you say. God, you said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood," we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today.
Thank you, Lord.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our so-called and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every case against us and our family, every spell and hex and every decade. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell and hex and every decade. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts,
break, nullify, brings to Lord, makes the Lord that brings to them, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you all for Holy Communion of today. We give love to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
because of who we are, Lord, and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, saved in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers of Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom and king. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're five-fold ministry gifts. We're gifts to ministry our health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, and to the prophecy for the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Let the church say amen again. Pastor Peter, what time is it now?
Hallelujah. Time for the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, that chokes me up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility, nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce that I have. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. Lord,
thank you.
Touch these lips of clay,
yes,
that they may
yes,
speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of all the good seeds sown today. We thank you, Lord, 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase
yes,
in blessings. Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank you, Lord, for the spiritual authority to train our servants to scorpions. Satan, we thank you for the wooden command to be bound in Jesus' name. Father God, we give you the praise and we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Go to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I'm so glad.
Thank
you, Jesus. Please.
Glory,
I'm so glad that Deacon AJ is in the house.
Yeah.
Woo! Come on now.
Amen, amen, amen.
And all, I'm so glad everybody in the house.
Amen.
Has
amen.
Added to the anointing, y'all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And there's anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In this house today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was a man named Moses.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Sent by God.
Thank you, Father.
To change the course of rivers.
Yeah.
To help. So God, our people identify who they were. Now some of you are thinking now he's gonna give us somebody's name that's Moses Jones or somebody like that. No. This guy's name was actually Moses. And he lived, I think, around the third or fourth, I don't know, maybe the 13th or 14th century, I don't know, BCE. He was a Moses in the Bible. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh. Hallelujah. That's right. That's me, isn't
it?
Amen. Amen. But see, there's something special about Moses.
Yeah.
Tradition has it that he wrote the Torah, or the Pentateuch, or the books of Moses. That's what they call the books of the law.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And I just want to share with you just a little bit about the law. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The law of Moses,
mm-hmm.
the law of the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
and the law of love.
Praise God.
See, Moses dealt with the law dealing with a nation in the building stage. Then there was the law of the Gentiles. The law of the Gentiles was underscored by the Babylonian captivity. Whatever you feel like doing, go on and do it because it's all right.
Oh, wow.
That's the law of the Gentiles. But you feel, you go ahead and do it because it's all right. And then there's the law of the Lord. And that was emphasized by the life and journey and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, biblical stories have said that Jesus was born anywhere from 3 B.C. to 6 A.D. I don't know. The important fact that he came, and he was the culmination of God's act of love. Can you read your addresses, please?
Yes.
Mark 12:30,
John 3:16-17, 2 Corinthians 5:17, 1 John 4:4, Jeremiah 1:5, Psalm 139:16, 1 John 3:8, John 14:12, Romans 11:29, Philippians 3:14, and Jeremiah 29:11.
Hallelujah. Well, I just surprised y'all though. Y'all write those down. But I'm gonna deal with 3 scriptures, that's all.
Praise God.
Somebody in the
kitchen,
praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Talking about the word love.
Mm.
Now, in June 9th, 1993, a movie was released starring Angela Bassett
mm-hmm.
and Lawrence Fishburne.
Uh-huh.
It was the title, What Love's Got to Do With It.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? God said it before they came and after they came, everything.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to understand this, too. Is that in a few days we'll be celebrating St. Valentine's Day. A lot of folks don't understand that in the Catholic history there were maybe 12 St. Valentines. One of which in the 3rd century was someone who had an office where they could marry folk. And this was during the reign of Claudius that he was persecuting Christians. And it was unlawful to marry Christians. But Valentine said, no, these folk, they want to get married. I'm going to marry them anyway. They arrested him and he's under the penalty of death. While he's in prison, the jailer came to him and said, look here, I got a daughter who's blind. Can you pray for her that she receive her sight? The jailer brought his daughter, and Valentine prayed for her, and she received her sight. And before they martyred him, before he was martyred, he sent a note to this little girl and said some words of encouragement and said, from your Valentine.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
Oh, wow.
They killed him, though. He's a martyr.
Mm.
But the key is that kind of was the foundation for what we know as Valentine.
Yeah.
Now, God, this is difficult for me because I got so much, but I got 2 minutes to give it. Love.
Yeah.
In English, the word love. I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my children, I love my dog, I love my cat, I love apple pie. I love the rain, I love the snow, I love the sunshine. I love going horseback. One word, now in the Greek. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Malau, legal, I speak a little Greek. That's what I just said. There are 4 words in Greek for the word love. And I know y'all know one of them, but we're going to get to the others. Storge.
All right.
Storge is conditional love. I love because you're lovely. Or I love because you're doing everything I think you ought to do. Conditional love. Then you got filio. That's the word for which Philadelphia comes up. I love you because you're my brother, or you're my mother, or you're my grandmother, you're my uncle, or your father. I love you because we're related. I love you. Brotherly love. Then you have eros. And believe it or not, eros is the lowest form of love. I love you. That's sexual love. And you know it's the lowest form of love because I remember one occasion when I was young, I was a teenager, and I was riding in someone's car, and there were 2 dogs in the middle of the intersection, arrow thing. They didn't care. Dogs and cats, arrows. They didn't have a mind to arrow. When I was in nursing school in Cambridge, Maryland, I was in a geriatric hospital, and we would look for this little old man. Couldn't find him. Couldn't find the little old woman. They didn't have a mind. You know, they was all, you know, they were outside their mind. And we would find them in the closet. Everything. It's the lowest form of love. You say, well, what's the highest form of love? Agape.
Thank you.
Somebody said, who said that? Come on down here. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
hallelujah. Agape love. You understand
thank
what I'm
you,
saying?
Jesus. Thank you.
That, I love you, period.
I love you, period.
No ifs, ands, ors about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's important for you to understand.
Yeah.
That when we talk about love, we talk about the God kind of love.
Thank you,
y'all.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Now, you say, well, what's the subject of today's message? I'll repeat this after me. Thank God for yesterday's message.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What does love look like?
What does love look like?
Tell another neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Huh? Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. What does love look like?
What does love look like?
Oh, my. Is that sometimes what we think it's supposed to look like ain't blown. It ain't real. Somebody's perpetrating a hoax. I can remember right now two young ladies in our church when we had Dalville. And the guys came from out of the church, came in, they was coming to service and all that kind of stuff, and patting their hands on all this stuff. Soon they got married. And you see neither one of them. And one of them actually owned a bar and a restaurant. They took her out the church. Perpetrating the whole. What? Just tell it to neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. What does love look like? I got one word to tell you what love looks like, y'all. Jesus. I heard it whispered over here. Did you whisper that over there, Dr.
Yes. Yes.
You just whispered that over there. You said Jesus. See, y'all got to be in tune with this. You all right?
Yes.
It looks like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, you want to really see how to, I told you, okay. Okay, Pastor Peter.
Yes.
Give me the first two scriptures. Start with the first scripture.
Mark 12:30. Hallelujah. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Hallelujah.
Okay, keep reading.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
There is none other commandment greater than these.
You know, it's important to love yourself. Y'all looking for a husband? Anybody here looking for a wife? I don't know who's here. I want to tell you something here. One of the things that you have to do to show that you love yourself, the five things you got to do, y'all need to write it down. Y'all need to write it down. If y'all looking for a spouse, you need to write it down. Number one, you got to know who you are.
Amen.
Are you a God's creation or are you a child of God? According to the word, you are. You're his creation, but if you accept the Christ, you're a child of the King.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're one of his children. Where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were in your mother's womb, he knew you.
Right.
So where did you come from? You came from the heart of God, y'all.
Yes, amen.
You got to understand
amen.
It. Now, what I'm giving you is what you need to know for yourself. This is a no-show salvation.
Amen.
You got to love your neighbor and yourself, but if you don't love yourself, your neighbor's in deep stuff, you understand?
Amen.
If you hate yourself, you want to do away with yourself, and you happen to be the pilot of an airplane, everybody on that plane is deep stuff. Cause I hate myself. I'm gonna fly into this mountain. I hate to tell you, if you're on that plane, you in real deep
That's
stuff.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that was one. Who are you? Where did you come from? The heart of God. Number three. Why are you here? There's some scriptures, and you look at those scriptures, I guess. There's some scriptures for that. I'm going through stuff because time is of the essence. You're here to glorify God.
Amen.
You're here to do what Christ was put here to destroy the works of the devil.
Uh-huh.
God said, look, Jesus said, look here. Yeah, I came to do some stuff, but guess what? Greater things were you do than I did. So you can do the same thing I did, but greater things.
Amen.
To destroy the works of the devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the purpose of you being here. There's a specific purpose, identify with you, because each one of you are individuals. You don't have the same fingerprint. You don't even have the same footprint. You don't even have the same iris configuration.
Amen.
You are special. God has a special presence for you that nobody else can do.
Amen.
You got to find that. Faith that. Love yourself. You are important. The enemy wants to attenuate you. That means to devalue you.
Mm.
You got to value yourself, y'all.
That's right.
You've got to value yourself. If you value yourself, you're going to go through these questions and answer them. Because if you don't think you're valuable and you want to get married, would you wait for him to bring value to you? No. You'll stand alone. You can stand alone.
That's right.
You and God are the majority. You've got to know who you are. You got to know where you came from. You got to know why you here before you hook up with anybody.
Jesus, amen. Tell us that.
Then the next question, this is number four, y'all.
Yes.
You got to know your gift.
Amen.
What you're good at. Because everything, you can't do everything. Well, there's some things you can do better than other things.
Hallelujah.
Know your gifting. Take time. Buy yourself. You know. You don't have to work. God, did you give me a gift? That's an irrelevant question. Yes, he gave you a gift, and most of the time he gives you more than one. Because God, he loves just pouring out, you know, getting super abundant. So you got more than one gift. Find out what your gift is. Now, see, you prepare yourself for your spouse. You know, the Bible talks about waiting on the Lord. Waiters don't just sit around doing nothing. They do stuff.
Amen. Yes.
This is what you do. That's why the Bible says, look here. Man, the crown is the wife, crown is a good thing. Then it says, a woman, the crown is a husband, crown is a good thing.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
You get yourself ready.
Thank you, Lord.
What does love look like? Talk to somebody and show them. What does love look like?
Hallelujah.
After you finish answering all these questions, you're going to say, love looks like me. Because I look like Jesus. Come on now. Come on, what's that, Taylor? Okay. What can I do? You ask God, what are my talents? And I'm going to give you a little clue. Usually when you are young, when you like to be before 5 or 10, some things you can to do quicker or easier or without much effort than other things.
Amen.
That's the key. This is your strong point.
Yeah.
This is what God is going to put in you to excel.
Thank
you, so you may have to do some reflection and go there.
Hallelujah.
That's four.
Hallelujah.
Four.
Thank you.
What can I do? Number one was, who am I? Number two, where did I come from? Number three, why am I here?
Yes.
Number four, what can I do?
Yes.
Number five, where am I going? What is my destiny? What is the, where is it that I'm supposed to be? So what am I supposed to fulfill in my walk in this dispensation? What's my destiny? And you ask God all of that. It's in the Word, by the way, y'all.
Amen.
Life is an open book test.
Hallelujah.
And the book is the Holy Bible.
Hallelujah.
It's in there. 788,280 words.
Amen.
It's in there.
Hallelujah.
Well, you should be kidding. The New King James Version Bible is appreciated. 1882 is 483,137 words. It's still in there. They left the Lord out, but that's all right. It's still in there. I get the 1611 King James Version Bible. You ain't gonna bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Who's kind of it? Now, once you got all of that, you answered those questions. You know what the next step is? Hallelujah. You go to Galatians 5:22. And 23. this is what love looks like, y'all.
God.
Galatians 5:22-23 is what love looks like, y'all. By the way, that's also the character of Christ.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Verse 15.
Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
Yes, yes.
And see, love is composed of all those other things that go behind that. See, there are 9 fruit of the Spirit, but love is the first one. And then all the other 8 are still inside love.
Thank you, Father.
Mm. Love looks like? Love looks like all of that. And a bag of chips.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Love. Joy.
Yes.
You gotta have joy. Who wants to hook up with a sour pickle? A onion pickle. Who wants to hook up? Come on now, with somebody doom, despair, and agony on me. Always Lord. Oh, somebody just pray for me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm going through. Oh, just pray for me that I'm. You pray for yourself. Stand up on your own 2 feet. Show somebody that you got some gumption. Even have to lift down the seat. Lift down the seat, praising God. Even have to go on a wheelchair. Oh, praise God in the wheelchair.
Hallelujah.
Praise God on the crutches.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother, what does love look like? You come out there like that, ain't got no joy. Ain't nobody want to hook up with somebody ain't got no joy. Peace.
Thank you.
I told somebody to put up on a sign in one of the talkers, no Dramaville.
Yeah.
No drama. Peace. No drama. Peace. What you see is what you got. You got Jesus. I got Jesus. I'm going to show you Jesus. I got the peace of God all in me coming out my toenail. Come on now. Long suffering. What's long suffering? Patience. Because everybody ain't at the same place, so we patient. That don't mean you being patient, you're going to marry him and hope him. I hope. You don't marry nobody. And well, I'm going to marry him to change him. All the work ought to have been done back. Y'all can grow together. But both of you got to bring fire to that relationship.
All right. Amen.
Y'all got to bring something to the relationship. You got to be, you got to be a multiplier type of person. I have told y'all many times there are 4 types of people in the world. Those are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You can't marry a subtract or divide person expect to have peace.
Amen.
And joy.
Amen.
And all that other kind of stuff.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, so we said love, joy, peace, long suffering, that's patience. Gentleness and goodness.
Yes.
That's what love looks like. Gentleness and goodness.
Yes.
Faith. You know what faith is? It's a prophetic anointing in your life. Faith is a prophetic anointing in your life, y'all.
Thank you, God.
Well, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. Do you know without faith is impossible to please her husband or your wife? You've got to step out and faith. Sometimes you don't see a way, but you know that God will make a way. God will make a way somehow. I have a old song. This is God. I think I'm an old song, boy. Yes, indeed. But anyway, faith. Meekness. And you know what meekness is? Some people say meekness is weakness. No, meekness is power under control.
Yes.
Control yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just because you got muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger don't mean you beat your wife.
No way.
Especially you beat the wrong woman, and she'll knock you into next Thursday.
Amen.
You better. Meekness. means you put somebody else before you.
Hallelujah.
What does love look like?
Thank you.
That means you put your wife before yourself.
Thank you.
That's deep, y'all.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then temperance. Temperance, what is? You don't fly off the, the cuff. You got your emotion under control. That's deep. Now, that's what love looks like. Now, if you get all that together, guess what? Man showing up. The man God has been showing up. Because you're ready. Hallelujah. Oh, the woman showing up. There's many guys in here. The woman showing up. Because you're ready. He's done. Stick a fork in him. He's done now.
Hallelujah.
You know when you cook your food and you stick a fork in it and it's still kind of stuck, it won't come out right away. It ain't done yet. Some folks marry the right man at the wrong time. Uh-oh. Have you ever heard that one?
Yes. Wow.
The right man at the wrong time.
Wow.
Because what I just said about y'all, it's the same thing for the man. He needs to know who he is, where he came from, why he's here, what he can do, and where he's going. Because a man that fails to plan, plans to fail. If you are supposed to be his top leader and he don't know where he's going, y'all both up the creek without a paddle. Hallelujah. I know I don't have y'all stopped and make no sense of jumping. But I tell you, what y'all got to do with it? Y'all read all those scriptures, and it'll back up a lot of stuff I'm saying. Hallelujah. But it's in the Word, y'all.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
thank you
for what our hearts have felt, that the ears have heard. We thank you, Lord, for opening up the ears and eyes of our understanding. We thank you, Lord, for letting revelation, wisdom, and knowledge break forth in our hearts. Continue to bless, O God. Give 30, 60, 100, all we will, vows of all increase and blessing.
Yeah.
And we praise your name today. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Drake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for being in the church with the pastor not the word. Hallelujah. But give it to us straight. That's what it takes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Medicine is good for you, so a lot of times don't taste so good. But it'll be the job once it's done. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his word. And thank God for all of you that joined us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, our service today. Hallelujah. And if there's any out there that desires to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, that wants to be saved, hallelujah. Please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus died and he rose again. Hallelujah, Lord, and I thank you for coming to my heart and saving me, and I'll make you my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. We believe that if you prayed that prayer, you are now saved. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we just praise God for you. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. If you desire a Bible, please contact us at 410-444-5152. And we'll get a Bible to you so you can read the Word of God every day, all day long. Hallelujah. And please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. Hallelujah. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.